evening. Today's meeting is canceled, and State Affairs will meet at 7 a.m. tomorrow morning, and we will take up Senate Bill 387, the Watercraft Motor Fuel Taxation, Senate Bill 475, the Woolly Mammoth as Official State Fossil, and the Senate Bill 356, Revision of Campaign Financing Laws.
We are under committee announcements of standing and special nature. Representative Navarre.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to announce House Labor and Commerce will meet tomorrow to consider the bills that were held over today, and a bill that was referred to the committee, a Senate bill that was read across today and referred to our committee, Senate Bill 379, is the same as House Bill 710, and we will be considering it tomorrow.
Representative Miller.
Mr. Speaker, the House Judiciary Committee had planned to hold meetings every morning this week at 8 o'clock, if necessary, on the tort reform bill, but of course that bill crossed the clerk's desk today. A number of other bills, though, have fallen way behind because of the committee's activity on that, so a whole series of additional bills will be held Thursday, Friday, and Saturday mornings and Saturday afternoons. I don't have that list with me, but the list will be posted outside the clerk's office, and as a matter of fact, it's probably up there already now.
Representative Sun.
Mr. Speaker, the House Special Committee on Loans will be meeting tomorrow morning in House Finance to take up the list of bills that are on the schedule at 7 a.m.
Any further committee announcements? Representative Miller.
I announced, too, that a subcommittee meeting on the proposed ethics legislation for the executive branch will be held at 7:30 this evening in the House Judiciary Chambers.
Any further general announcements? We just completed our calendar, and we have unfinished business that we have to go through. Representative Clarkson.
Yeah, I wondered how we got to announcements from skipping over unfinished
Representative
business.
Hurley moved and asked unanimous consent.
I see, okay. Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent that the reconsiderations of House Bill 705 and H.J.R. 71 be held one legislative day.
Are there any objections? Hearing no objections, so ordered. Representative Pinyalbury.
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to take up reconsideration of H.R. 13 at this time.
Would the clerk please read the title of that, H.R.
13. House Resolution 13 by the Rules Committee, relating to cooperation between the states of Alaska and Washington on matters of mutual concern.
The bill is before us in third reading and under debate. Representative Pinyalbury.
Mr. Speaker, very briefly, we passed the resolution yesterday with a 40-0 vote, and it was suggested that perhaps we need to make the message behind the resolution very clear. The resolution, I think, the intent was in a very gentlemanly way, calling upon officials in the state of Washington and business leaders in the state of Washington to consider the interests of Alaska when they are taking their official actions. Mr. Speaker, just taking a look at some things that have happened in the last few years, first we've received no assistance since the time Scoop Jackson and Warren Magnuson passed from the United States Senate. We've received no help at all with regard to any of the matters affecting Alaska on the Jones Act. Just 2 years ago, Mr. Speaker, the pulp mill in your town was up for a $7 million appropriation from the Congress, and Congressman Bonkers and other members of the delegation of the state of Washington intervened very forcibly and were responsible for eliminating that appropriation for the Sitka pulp mill. And they did so on behalf of interests in their own state. We know that when the senior senator from the state of Alaska was up for the position of Senate Majority Leader, we deduced that at least one vote that we thought would have come from the Senate delegation of that state did not go to him. Perhaps it was two. We're not sure because those are secret votes, but people who follow that very closely are fairly confident in the deduction that that we did not get the support that we expected from our nearest neighbor. Mr. Speaker, for some time now, the leaders in the state of Washington have opposed Alaska on the export of North Slope crude oil. And we think it is not only not in their best interest, but not in the national interest, and certainly not in Alaska's interest to, keep doing that. Most recently, Mr. Speaker, you'll see the newspaper article that was passed around your desk yesterday and today. It's the article from the Daily News Thursday, May 1st, that says the oil export bill passes House committee. And in that story, Mr. Speaker, we find that not only are we being opposed now on the North Slope crude oil export, but the Cook Inlet, the token symbol that the White House and the people in this state have been working very hard for, to export a small amount of oil from Cook Inlet to Japan. That is now being opposed, and Mr. Bonkers, Congressman Bonkers of Olympia, Washington, has managed to untrack that export, and it does not look good for when it gets to the floor. So, Mr. Speaker, the purpose of the resolution we voted on yesterday and that we're about to vote on again is to send a message. It's to send a message to the members of the congressional delegation and others in the state of Washington and elsewhere who think they can get away with a cheap vote, an Alaska bashing vote, and there's no price to pay for it. The people in the state of Washington do very well from the economic association they have with Alaska, and it's about time that we just let them know that we're starting to keep track of all these negative activities that their congressional delegation and others in that state are taking that affect Alaska. And that's the message of the resolution. Thank you.
Any further debate upon House Resolution 13? Ready for the question? The question is, shall House Resolution 13 pass the House? Members may proceed to vote. Has any member failed to vote? The clerk locked the roll. Does any member desire to change his or her vote? Would the clerk please tally the board?
34 yeas, no nays.
House Resolution 13 has passed the House on reconsideration. Any further unfinished business? Any further committee announcements? Unfinished business, Representative Navarre, or announcements?
Mr. Speaker, I'd like to ask that the reconsideration on House Joint Resolution 71 be held over for one legislative day.
The Majority Leader moved everything minus the House Resolution, or House Resolution 13. We're covered. Representative Clarkson?
Under announcements again?
Under announcements.
Mr. Speaker, the announcement I made from Capitol 86 yesterday was slightly incorrect. I had obtained slightly the some incorrect information. They aren't actually going to shut their doors to us on the 120th day. All they ask is that House members get in touch with the Capitol 86 staff as soon as possible about any final request for footage. Let's see. We are operating under the premise that members will want to take delivery of their dub tapes before they leave town. To accomplish this goal, we are prepared to work nights or whatever it takes. If, however, members wish to mail them their tapes, there is no rush and no problem.
Any further announcements? Special orders? Seeing no special orders, Mr. Majority Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move and ask unanimous consent the House stand in adjournment until 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Was that a paid political announcement?